I'm in the Asia Gallery at the back of the British Museum. Behind me stand two statues of the judges of the Chinese underworld, recording the good and the bad deeds of those who died. And these judges are exactly the people that the Tang elite wanted to impress. In front of me, I'm looking at a gloriously lively troop of ceramic figures. They're all between 2 and 3 feet high, and there are 12 of them, human, animal, and somewhere in between. They're from the tomb of one of the great figures of Tang China, Liu Tingshun, general of the Zhongwu army, lieutenant of Henan and Hunan district, and imperial privy councillor, who died at the advanced age of 72 in 728. Liu Tingshun tells us all this, and a great deal more besides, in a glowing obituary that he had commissioned himself, and which was buried along with his ceramic entourage. Together, figures and texts give us a marvellous glimpse of China 1,300 years ago. But above all, they're a shamelessly barefaced bid for everlasting admiration and applause. Wanting to control your own reputation after death isn't unknown today, as Anthony Howard, for years obituaries editor at the Times, recalls.